John, 4-0 win, bit better than your start last year.
Thanks for the reminder, Pav. Yeah. Well, it is, yeah, of course. For me personally, is keeping a clean sheet is the sort of the most important thing for me at this stage. That gives us some foundation, keeping a clean sheet. It wasn't the most beautiful game, I've got to say. It was a bit scrappy at times, but we always looked solid defensively. We didn't look like we were going to concede, and Cameron hasn't had to make many saves. He made one very good one. But generally speaking, I thought that we looked more of a threat than them. We took our chances. And, of course, they've lost the man. It's going to be out of 10 with about, I don't know, I mean 10, 15 to go, something like that. Obviously made it a lot easier because we passed it around them quite a lot more after that, and we maybe could have added another goal. But, I've got to be delighted. It's more about the result than the performance, I think, first day, because you get strange results cropping up, don't you? So, I'm delighted in the main.
Well, you told me midweek when we spoke that, the strikers were what you were thinking about. Would they come good? Well, four goals today. Can't complain.
Four. I mean, I'm pleased there that, we've got off to a good start in terms of getting two early goals. Niles took his goal after half-time, and really, at 2-0, it's a funny score. It's that one where, if it goes to 2-1, you don't know what's going to happen. At 3-0, in most cases, not in every case, as we well know, but when you're at 3-0, you don't often lose from that position. But it does happen occasionally.
Yeah, it does happen occasionally. Yeah, so very true. Nice goal from Matty Crothers as well.
Excellent. Yeah, very, very good. I mean, I thought the way we moved the ball around, Joe Guest threw the obligatory back heel in. I didn't know he had in his locker. A little back heel in. Matty's just wrapped his foot around it and put it in the corner. Really, a really good strike. And the lad's a good player, and he's got a good future with us. And he can really strike the ball. He's very good, and a young lad.
You've already said you were pleased with a solid defensive performance. I know again in midweek you were saying you were confident in your defence. Did you feel your new signings came up to the mark?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't think it was one of them games where all the, there was individual performances that really stood out. I think it was all about the team. It was all about the unit. And you've got to keep it tight at the back to give yourself a foundation to be able to build on. And then you've got to rely on your strikers to take the chances. I mean, there wasn't lots and lots of chances in the game, and we just took the ones we had in the main. And so, we might have had 6-7 chances probably in the game and scored 4. So we've got to be pleased. That's what you want in a perfect world. Nice and tight at the back, and your strikers taking the chances.
You substituted Steve Howson. Was he carrying a bit of a knock?
He just rolled his ankle a little bit. It's not a massive problem. But he was on a yellow, and we thought if he starts trying to chase somebody with a dodgy ankle and with a yellow card, I thought he may get another. So we thought, I think it was probably 3-0 at the time. Thought we were comfortable enough to take him out of there and just reorganise ourselves a bit.
So it's a great start. It might even put you top of the table after one game.
I think my son Aaron just said if we'd have scored another goal we would have been top. Well, why don't you get the fifth? But we'll settle for third.
But
we're getting a nosebleed, won't we?
True enough. And yourself, I know you'd never describe yourself as comfortable, but you've been here a fair few years now. The job still seem right to you, clearly. I suppose it must do. You're here.
Yeah, I love it here. Yeah, it's a really good club. There's a lot of good people here. We're allowed to do it the way we want to do. There's no interference from anybody from a football perspective. They allow me to make my decisions, good and bad. And we've got a lot of things that are right and that other clubs don't have. We have our limitations, as everybody knows, as to what we can and can't do. But I don't worry about that. I don't think about it. All I think about is whatever we have available to us in terms of facilities, money or anything, we have to make the very most of it. And we don't use it as an excuse. We never, ever make excuses for a bad performance.
Midweek, Stockport. Mm. It's a tough one, if only because it's a local derby.
Well, yeah, it's a tough one. Of course, going to County early season. I thought I heard out there somebody say they got beat today.
They were certainly losing at half time.
Were they? So that'll make life probably a bit harder because he'll focus a lot closer on what they're doing. We just got to go there and compete and not let soft goals in. I think we're capable of looking solid, assuming Steve Howson's ankle's okay, don't get a reaction tomorrow, then I think if we can keep the same sort of back three, so back four or back five or whatever you want to call it, then we'll have a chance. I think we've got a chance in any game, and I think that's what's good about us.
And finally, you substituted Max Leonard. He got two goals. Is it true Harry Twamley told you to, because he was scared he might have to stump up a bottle of champagne for a hat-trick?
No, he was never going to get a bottle of champagne, I can tell you that for sure. If he's going to get six, he won't be getting a bottle of champagne.
Kind of caught, perhaps.
Maybe. But I'm pleased for Max. I'm sure Harry would be more than happy to buy him a drink in the bar.
Hey, really?
Yeah, just the one.
Cheers, John.